It's day 279 of hashtag 365. And yeah, I wouldn't say I was in the best place this week. I don't feel like I've absolutely smashed it. There's been good days, there's been bad days, there's been ups, there's been downs. Tomorrow is a weigh-in, and I definitely haven't got to where I want to get. I was supposed to have lost £5 this week. I can absolutely categorically guarantee that when I step on the scales tomorrow, I won't be 15 stone and £5. It's just not going to happen. And I don't think necessarily that I've gone off the rails. I don't think I've completely messed it up, but I just know that I haven't committed to it this week. And I don't really know how I feel about it. I sort of feel like it would be careless to say I feel like I don't care. Obviously, I care. But I feel like I've been so good recently and I've made such great strides that even if I've lost a pound, I'll be pretty stoked. And I think that's probably quite a positive, sensible, healthy way to be. You know what I mean? If I'm too strict with myself all the time, I know what I'm like. It'll just annoy me. So, yeah, feeling good. Had a wonderful conversation with someone just randomly the other day. I was actually just Covent Garden Station. Don't even know why I was at Covent Garden Station. Covent Garden's a station in London, by the way, if you didn't know. And this guy came up to me and just said, "Oh, you're Alex, aren't you? You do this stuff, blah, blah, blah." I was like, yeah. And he's like, "I'm actually listening to 365. And I was like, "Oh, amazing." And he just proceeded to tell me how he'd lost about half a stone and he wasn't sticking to it religiously, but he was enjoying listening to it. And he actually said he really loves it when I mess it up, which I was a bit like, cheers, mate. Charming. But I think there is obviously some joy in that. I think it's annoying when people are kind of really holier than thou. You know what I mean? And I think there's a kind of epidemic in the fitness world, isn't it? People are like, oh my God, you've got to achieve your targets and reach for the stars and do 20 reps. And it's just a bit like, oh, give over. It's not what people are like, not what real people are like. I used to go to a gym years ago. I've probably told you this before. I used to go to a gym years ago where it's the kind of gym where people, you could tell people went twice a day. You know what I mean? It was also quite an expensive gym, so it was a big investment. So you'd forgive people for going twice a day. You know what I mean? Because you want to get your money's worth, your price per visit. Yeah. And people there were often like that. They were often sort of like, yeah, man, how many reps have you done today? And it's just a bit like, oh, it's not real life. You know, in real life, people fuck it up and they get it wrong. And they try harder again and then they get it wrong and then you try again and you get it wrong and then you get it right for a bit and it's great and you have some results and then you get it wrong for a bit and that's kind of fine. And I think all we can really do in life is try to get it right more than we get it wrong. Which sounds like the worst kind of most basic advice ever. But there's something really true and real about that. In life, just try to get it right more than you get it wrong. That's basically the backbone of this whole year for me. And I've lost 3 stone. So, seems to work. Anyway, tomorrow's a weigh-in. I suppose this whole episode of the podcast is just me caveating why tomorrow doesn't go better than it should be. But I very much enjoyed the ride. Hopefully you have too. I'll see you tomorrow.